This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong and you're tuned in to Barnan, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. This week on the program, we'll be talking about golf and football, kinda. Weird because both sports are on opposite sides of the spectrum. Two extremes, if you will. One is fast-paced, the other slow. One considered to be an elitist sport, and the other a team game that brings people together. But what if I tell you that there's a game that combines the both? Foot golf. Exactly what the name suggests. A game that's one part football and one part golf. Played on an 18-course hole, and the objective is to kick a football into a 21-inch hole, hopefully under par. Unlike a usual run of golf where you have to dedicate almost half a day, foot golf takes around 90 minutes to complete. Might sound simple, just kicking a ball into a hole, but the game incorporates the same technicalities as golf, for example in reading the course and play strategies. In the West, the game of golf is struggling to stay afloat, and the knock-on effect of foot golf, definitely a beneficial one for golf course operators as more and more people are making their way to the golf course for the game, which in turn might inspire more non-golfers to take up golf, promoting the game especially among the younger generation. Right now, there's only one foot golf course in Malaysia, based in Bukit Jelutong, which opened 3 months ago. Today on the show, we have the founders, Managing Director Jason Winter and General Manager Jeffrey Cottam, and together they tell us more about this interesting cross-sport game.
Foot golf is it's quite similar to golf. Most of the rules are quite similar. The gameplay and scoring is quite similar to golf in that you kick a ball and you get the aim to get the ball into a hole in the least number of kicks possible. So obviously you're kicking a football instead of hitting a golf ball, and the cup is proportionately bigger so that ball can go into the cup with the flag still in there.
And these are typically played at already pre-existing golf courses, right?
Typically they are, yes.
But the one, tell me a bit about when you open up the one in Bukit Jelutong, just 2.5 months old, that course. Tell me a bit about how you kind of secured that area.
Bukit Jelutong is mostly a Siam Darby property, developed by Siam Darby Property, so they own the property. And they're my clients at TPC KO, the golf club. So the opportunity came up where they were taking over the whole facility. So the golf course, well, the pitch and putt golf course, the food court there, and the driving range. So they were taking over the whole lease of that, and they asked me if we wanted to look at implementing foot golf on the golf course there.
And I know you were exposed to, both of you were exposed to the sport kind of early on. It's been going on for years, you know, in the West, in Europe and America. Why did you think a game like this would work here in Malaysia?
Well, predominantly there's a large number of footballers here. Plus you have the outdoors. And when you combine the outdoors and a bunch of footballers, you think it's going to be a good thing to do. And it is. It's a fun game. Anyone can play it. So with the conditions right, then that's why we went ahead and set up the first foot golf course.
Tell me a bit about the origins of the sport.
Well, there's a few schools of thought, but there is a guy called Michael Jensen who is the first person to do the first foot golf tournament in Holland. He got the sport from a ex-Spurs footballer who they used to, after practice, kick the ball back to the changing rooms. And whoever kicked the ball back in the least amount of kicks would win the game. And then he developed the game into foot golf.
So that's kind of like street foot golf, you know, you're playing.
Yeah, in a way. But there's also, it came from a game called Code Ball.
Yeah, there was a guy in the States, I think back in the 1930s, I think, started a game called Code Ball. His name was William Code, and he started it, mainly in parks. And he had a bowl and a 6-inch bowl that they used to kick around the park. I think he had about 14 sort of holes, I guess, or stations, I think they called it. But it didn't really take off. But quite similar sort of style of play, but not on a golf course and not with a full-size ball or a cup.
So in the US, I know there's about 500 golf courses, you guys said, off-air. Malaysia, this is the only one so far.
Yes, it is.
You guys are building another one in Johor. But do you think the appeal of this game is that, you know, golf is so expensive, there's a stigma of it being kind of an elite sport, I guess? Do you think one of the factors that people play is that, you know, it's quicker to play, more accessible to players, and also you don't have to buy expensive equipment, you just need your food, right, and shoes, that's all?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the... It's also the fun character of it at the same time. Most people kick a football but never been on a golf course. And I think that's quite appealing. If anyone likes a sport like me, I like to kick or hit balls and see how they react when I see the shot. And that's what the same thing as footballers or golfers do at the same time. So I think that, and plus the fact it's cheap. And it's a good day out with your friends, you know. It's a good community type of sport. And I think, that's why generally people come down and give it a go. And curiosity, I'd say.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, the combining of football and golf, right?
Yeah.
It's a community sport, but it's also potentially might be a major competitive one. You guys organized a tournament last month, the first that you guys organized. Tell me a bit about that tournament and about the local community that comes and play.
Well, the local community that comes into play is people who live within the surrounding area of Bukit Jelutong. With the community side, it's more, we found more families would come down, especially on the weekends at about 5 o'clock. And it was a great place that they would bring their kids, and the kids get to run for miles on a course and kick a ball at the same time. And the father would be the person most probably takes it more seriously than the younger kid. Yeah. But at the same time, the mother would come out, maybe not kick a ball, but actually have a nice gentle stroll with the family through our park. So with the competitive side of the sport and the tournament, we did the tournament because we do have aims to build a national team. And so players who take part in our tournament would be then selected to be part of that national team in the future. But the tournament was good just to see the potential, as in how many repeat customers come down and how passionate they actually are about the actual game. And it's quite surprising that a few of them took it to another level and understanding the science of the football. And we had one guy wear two different types of shoes.
Oh, wow.
One for grip, one so he could slide through
no
the
way.
Grass.
Wow. Okay.
Well, he got the lowest score. He did win.
Right.
The individual prize, he won that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good to see that kind of passion
He also
so
did
early
probably
on.
Come down and practice the most before any of the players as well.
Well, practice makes perfect,
exactly.
Right?
Absolutely.
How would you rate our Malaysian players to, you know, the rest of the world?
A bit difficult to say. Haven't competed in any other tournaments. I really seen too much about it. Or seen too many about other people play, except for a lot of YouTube and things online. So,
What were the kind of first reactions you got, you know, when you opened up the golf course before you had your first round of players? You know, you're kind of getting the message out there. Were people mostly curious, or, you know, were people really excited to come and, you know, see what this new thing is about?
A lot of the people that reacted first were people that had already seen it online and were happy that it's finally got here. I think a few people said they'd seen it and they'd been waiting for it, or they'd played it when they were overseas, and they're pretty happy to get it here finally.
Because I ask because, you know, us Malaysians, we're very loyal to our, you know, in a way popular sport in Malaysia. You have football, badminton, basketball, the three big sports, right, in Malaysia. How do you ensure that foot golf wouldn't just be a gimmick that, you know, fades away in a couple of years' time?
I think that would come down to us as a whole. I mean, we plan on doing a lot of work in the next 2-3 years to grow this sport nationally. Well, my aspirations is to have a foot golf course in every state of Malaysia, in 13 states, or even more courses. And from there, you can have national tournaments, interstate leagues, and so forth. And with that, that means that the popularity of the sport will always stay there. I mean, I had a guy down yesterday, and he was so excited. He was a local Malay guy from Shah Alam who teaches a football team, and he came down yesterday, and he was just excited just to come down and see the course, and eventually he's coming down next week to have a go.
Nice.
Yeah.
I know you guys have your own spot, you know, golfers. Right now, the golf course just dedicates the whole course to foot golf, right? But there are, like I said just now, typically played on golf courses. And I know while researching for this interview that lots of golfers have a thing against foot golf players. How would you, you know, get over that?
Maybe, I don't know, maybe that is the case. I haven't, we haven't experienced it here because we haven't tried to get onto, or we haven't put a foot golf course on an existing course at the mm-hmm. moment. The one we're opening up down in Johor is also on a course that has been closed down. Mm. But we are in discussions with other courses as well. The operators, the owners of the course, they're mostly worried about their greens.
Yeah.
They think that footballers are going to come in and they're running around with their football boots and stops and sliding all over the tackling and running around.
Playing football on the
greens. Playing football on their greens. So we go to great pains to explain that we don't actually use the greens on the golf course. Mm. We make a big point of actually going around the greens, and the actual play would not be anywhere near the greens. And even more than that, we try to make even the traffic where they walk from one hole to the next hole, try to keep that well away from the greens as well. So it'll be interesting to see how we go when we get onto onto an operating golf course.
Great. What are the attributes that makes a good player? I assume that, you know, first time someone steps up and take a kickoff, right? You guys call it, instead of tee off, they would just hit it as hard as they can, right? Instead of trying to place it. What are the attributes that make a good player? Is it strength? Is it precision?
I think it's a mix of all of that. A bit, so it's quite similar to golf. There's course management that needs to be thought about as you play around the course. It's you know, better to leave the ball on one side of the fairway than the other side, so you have a better angle in at the green. Mm. The greens, like golf, they have slopes on them, so you have to read the line like golf. So there's a long game and a short game. Same with golf as well. I mean, you can kick it a long way, but whether you can kick it straight or not, that's a big part of it as well.
And I know that's one thing that you're telling me off air that people struggle with, right, to kick the ball straight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is surprising to you guys?
I thought people would have been able to kick it a lot straighter than they do, myself included.
It's a bit like golf. When you go for power, you open up to more mistakes. Mm. And that's what you see off the tee box. Mm. You know, people, as soon as they just get up there, they want to smack it as hard as possible. But as soon as you do that, your technique goes, your ball opens up, you go to the right, you're in the bushes, or you go to the left, you're in the bushes.
Mm. Right. Or in the pond. I mean, we've got a couple of lakes, lakes there that get a fair workout.
So unlike golf balls, you can actually get
your footballs back
from the pond.
Yeah, it's hard to lose
and
a ball.
And you can't lose it. Yeah. Well, you shouldn't lose it.
The things like, you know, in elements of golf, the things like wind condition also play a part in it. You know, it's the ball
not so
lighting.
Much here in Malaysia, but other courses around the world where they have prevailing winds and quite strong winds, which can actually blow the ball around quite easily, much more than a golf ball. So,
would you say this game kind of targets golf fans or football fans or both?
I'd say football fans definitely. I think it's there's more of them. I think golfers are very much, well, if you have a guy who plays like myself, football and golf, then it appeals to me. Mm-hmm. But I think if I was just a golfer and I've never kicked a football, then I wouldn't necessarily go and play foot golf. But for footballers, I think it's a new thing. They have football, they have futsal. What else can they have? Why don't you try foot golf out, you know?
Yeah, I think if you play sport and you play golf, then it's quite appealing.
For, you know, new players that really wants to get into the game and listening to this right now, do you have any tips to how to, you know, start off?
Get the right shoes. Wear a turf pair of shoes.
Can you wear
studs.
Football boots?
No football boots.
No football
allowed.
boots.
No studs. No football boots with studs.
Yeah, absolutely. Just get a good pair of shoes and then come down to the course. Actually, do some research online on the rules, etc. But I'm down there and I'll give a quick 10-minute talk on the rules. It's quite simple to get through. Mm. And sometimes if they are a novice and it's not busy, I'll go down on the course and walk a few holes with them at the same time just to introduce them to the game and give some tips. That's just generally it, really.
I know it's a silly question, but Can I bring a caddy?
You can have sure. a caddy if you so wish. We did actually have caddies at the tournament.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah, carrying the drinks for their players, you know. And we actually prefer people to come down and walk while other people are playing at the same time.
Did the caddies get the 10%? I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. It depends on your partnership with your caddy.
Like golf, you know, honesty, there's no referees, right? So you write down your own scorecard. Yep. How do you guys ensure, you know, people are honest and sportsmanlike during the game?
Well, you can't really. You just have to promote it. And I think with, like golf, it's an honourable sport, or it's supposed to be an honourable sport. Mm-hmm. So, and the etiquettes that are with golf, you just have to promote that as much as you can. I mean, that's the great thing about golf. It's unlike almost any other sport there is. Mm-hmm. So foot golf will follow those traditions as well.
Mm-hmm. Right now, foot golf is a community sport. Do you see it staying that way, or, you know, becoming one of, you know, the big sport in Malaysia?
Oh, at the moment, I'd say it will continue to be a community sport for sure. I'd say only a small percentage of people would want to take it to another level and become a professional foot golfer. So I think that the community aspect will always be there, but you always have the individuals that want to go further.
And I know you guys are, you know, trying in the process of setting up community leagues and competitions, right? And that sort of thing.
Yeah, we'll be looking at getting that done as soon as we can. At our course, we'll start having some sort of monthly competitions, and we'll try to get a little league together. We need to get more players involved, more people playing. I mean, we've got a good core group there at the moment, but probably not quite enough yet to start a league or a full blown competition yet.
So in time,
but not too far away. Mm.
Great. I know in US, foot golf is, you know, incorporated to the golf courses, and in a way, they kind of save the slowly declining trend of golf, especially among younger players.
Yeah.
Do you see the same thing happening here in Southeast Asia, not just Malaysia?
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons that I looked at bringing it into Malaysia. You know, I'm heavily involved in the golf industry and see a lot of courses that are struggling. And this is an easy entry-level extra activity that they can bring to their course and their club. You know, there's F&B benefits that flow on, and hopefully, you know, more green fees. And if they're just playing at quiet times or on days that they might allocate to it, or even at night time, then, you know, that's got to help the golf club themselves and generally help the whole industry.
Yeah, and I think like what you said just now was pretty apt. You know, football players never been on golf courses before, most of them anyway. So, you know, to be able to play football on a golf course and see how beautiful the course is, how it's mapped out, I think kind of gives a bigger advantage, right?
For me personally, that's a great thing that more people come and see what I do and see what golfers enjoy whenever they play. Just expose that to a bigger demographic, and hopefully, I mean, you can't say that there won't be foot golfers that might want to try golf once they see what it's all about, because most people have just never been there.
Yeah. What are 2.5 months right now open? What are some of the biggest obstacles when, you know, before opening the course and, you know, in the process of running it?
Right now, the weather.
Monsoon season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty much raining every afternoon. So, you know, that keeps a few people away, I think. But the mornings are still okay. And the course generally dries out pretty quick. So the next day, it's going to be fine.
Great. Can you guys give me some details of the golf course? You know, how much is it for a round? What time you guys are open? That sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. During the week, we're open from 4:30 till 7:30. And the price during the week is 25, inclusive of ball hire for 9 holes, and 35 for 18 holes. Again, that's inclusive of ball hire. On the weekends and public holidays, we charge 35 for 9 holes and 50 ringgit for 18 holes. Again, that's inclusive of ball hire. We do, all the professional foot golfers that come down, they actually bring their own football now. So then it's just, you knock off $5
off
price.
Yeah. The size of the ball? It matters, right?
Normal size 5 football. Mm. You don't want to go anything lower than that because it won't bounce as well or go as far.
The regulations are for foot golf are a size 5 football, but for kids who might struggle with that, they can bring their own smaller ball if they like, yeah.
Great. People listening to this now, you know, they want to go maybe look at pictures, look at videos of people playing first before actually trying out. You guys have a Facebook page or any online presence?
Yeah, we have an Instagram account. So it's Instagram at Foot Golf Malaysia, and also with Facebook at Foot Golf Malaysia, and we also have a website, www.footgolfmalaysia.com.my.
Pretty easy to remember.
Yeah, absolutely. Just Foot Golf Malaysia.
Just look it up.
I know there's a Foot Golf World Cup happening next month in Morocco.
Marrakesh.
Will you guys be observing that, and what do you expect from that?
Observing from afar.
From afar, yes.
Absolutely.
To participate, it's participating countries that are a member of the world body, which our application is in process for that. Mm.
Pretty soon might see Malaysia playing, is it?
Yeah, well, definitely. I assume that the next one will be in 2 years' time. So we'll definitely be targeting for that in 2 years. There's an Asia Cup down in Australia in 1 year's time. So we'll definitely target that as well.
Mm. Great, exciting future. Where do you guys hope that foot golf can go from here? What would it take to bring the sport to the next level?
I think maybe ex-professionals, footballers, bringing them in, getting them to life after football and try foot golf. I think having them as...
ambassadors,
exactly, ambassadors, bring popularity to the sport.
Other celebrities, such as yourself, come down and have a go, and all the other BFM crew, come on down.
That was Jason Winter and Jeffrey Cottam telling us a little bit more about the interesting game of foot golf. If you guys are interested and want to check out more or maybe book around, do head over to @footgolfmalaysia on any social platforms. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's episode. If you'd like to check out the interview again, you can head over to our podcast, www.bfm.my/Barnan. You can tweet us, we're @BFM Radio. And also don't forget to download our latest app via Google Play and the App Store. My name's Daryl Ong. Thanks for listening. And this has been Barnan, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Only here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.